There's a political story so big in Texas from 2019 that it directly and indirectly affects every Texas resident and will affect them even more so for years to come. It is a story far more important than political scandals such as House Speaker Dennis Bonin's spin off the political track, a story more important to our future together than any crime story, and a story which was decades in the making and yet will get moderate to minimal coverage in the general Texas press as much out of ignorance as any bias. The story is that the legislature, facing powerful, well-funded, bitter opposition under the leadership of Senator Paul Bettencourt of Houston and Representative Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, passed the first meaningful reform to the Texas local property tax system since the 1970s. New rules will not stop the lying of local officials, but such rules, which take effect over the next year, will make it much more difficult for officials to hide local tax increases behind intentionally misleading language. And more importantly, our legislators significantly boosted the concept of local control by giving us voters and taxpayers more direct control over runaway local government property tax increases. Any aggregate property tax increase beyond 3.5% will now require voter approval. Burroughs, Bettencourt, and many others deserve great accolades for finally pushing this pro-taxpayer reform past the goal line. Fundamentally, it is the most far-reaching political story of 2019 in Texas. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.